So we're holding Megillah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. We had left off. We had Rav Yonah Sanu taught us that a shul in a big city cannot be sold because it's owned by the masses. We saw two understandings in Tosfos as to why it's owned by the masses. We quoted Rav Ashi, who said that in Matamachsia, where he's the chief rabbi and everyone knows that he's the one running the show, so over there in Matamachsia, he could sell the shul. Even though it's a big city, anyone who comes, anyone who donates, everyone knows that he's the one calling the shots, and so a big person like Rav Ashi, who's the Godel Hador, so he could make a sale when it's his city and everyone knows he's running the show.
Is there a difference if he becomes the Rav after it was built?
Oh, good question, good question. It would seem that way, right?
Otherwise, it would go against the first
opinion. Right, right. Excellent point. Meitivei. So we have the following question. Amar Rav Yehuda, Maaseh bebet Knesset shel Tursiim sheya b'Yerushalayim. There was the coppersmiths' bund. They made their own shul, the guild of the coppersmiths. They had their own shul in Jerusalem. And it's quoted, Rav Yehuda quotes, that there was a story that this shul, Shemachu ala Rabbi Eliezer, they sold it to Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer did whatever he needed in that shul, meaning he held that the sale was valid and that it no longer had its holiness. So he could do whatever he wants in that territory. Now, this is quoted in the Tosefta. Questions the Gemara. V'ha-ha-tam de-krachim ave. Over there, it's a city in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the biggest city. It doesn't get bigger than that. And yet, it says that the sale was valid.
Bigger in stature?
No, bigger in that it was a center. It was a metropolis. Everyone was coming from all over. So, if that sale was valid, then don't we see that you could sell a shul from a big city? Answers the Gemara. That was a small shul. It was from the coppersmith guild. It wasn't really the big shul in Jerusalem. The Inu Avdua and the coppersmiths, Zuti means small. The Inu Avdua and the coppersmiths, they made it. And that's why it had a selected few people who were its members. They were the people who prayed there. They were the people who donated. They were the people who built it. And they were the people who could sell it. So even though it was located in Jerusalem, it didn't have that stature of being a Jerusalem shul.
We're no trouble with the point of Basaba Kutzachab?
No, that's exactly the point. It lost its holiness. Meitivei.
Who said Malimba?
Read the Mishnah again and you tell me. What did we say, Malin? When you sell the shul and you get the money and the money has the holiness of the shul, use the money for something holier. But the guy who bought the shul, now we see that the shul can lose its holiness. Malin Bakodesh is the money. Yeah? Meitivei, I'll ask you another question. It says in the Pasuk, if a person has a white blemish, a negatzaras appears. Beveit eretz achuzatchem, in a house of the land that you have an ownership over, achuzatchem, that it's your ownership, that it's your inheritance. Achuzatchem itame bin gaim. So the Braisa says, only territory that you have personal ownership can have a negatzaras. Ve'en Yerushalayim itame bin gaim. But Jerusalem cannot have a blemish. In Jerusalem, you don't have personal ownership, and so you can't have a negatzaras. That's the first opinion in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ani lo shamati. I didn't hear the quote going this way. I didn't hear that all of Jerusalem is exempt from tzaras. Ella, but what is exempt? Mekom mikdash bilvad. Only the place of the temple. The place of the temple, oh, there you can't have negatzaras. But the rest of Jerusalem, no. Jerusalem has different owners, and you can have a negatzaras. Now, this is the quote. Bezalel, did we address your question a little bit? Here you see so far, the Gemara is going to go deeper into this. the question about Jerusalem and the side streets and who owns them. So Tana Kama holds all of Jerusalem is exempt from the concept of Tzaras. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only the Temple Mount. The rest of it has private ownership and it could have an Ega Tzaras. Now the Gemara questions, Habatei Knesiyot Uvatei Midoshot Mitam In. We understand from here that the shul, the Beit Knesset, the Beis Medrash, they're like any other city, they're like any other house in the city, they could get an Ega Tzaras. How could that be so? Didn't we just say that Jerusalem is this big public bustling place? Amai hadikachinavu. Don't you consider the shuls of Jerusalem like shuls of a big city? And then they have public ownership. And we said public ownership cannot get an Ega Tzaras. How could Rabbi Yehuda say only the temple itself can't get an Ega Tzaras? But what about the shuls? Aren't the shuls big public shuls that belong to all of the world? All the Jews who come visit here, right? And then shouldn't they also be exempt from a Ega Tzaras? So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right, it's a misquote. Rabbi Yehuda included the shuls too. Eima, I'll tell you what you should say in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ela makom mikudash. Not makom mikdash, but makom mikudash bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, all holy places in Jerusalem cannot get a tzaras, cannot get a nega tzaras. Rabbi Yehuda really included the shuls and the Temple Mount. You're right, the shuls also cannot get a nega tzaras in Jerusalem. And now the Gemara brings us the very interesting machlokas. B'mai kamifligi. What's the argument between Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda? They both agree that public places cannot get tzaras. So how come Tana Kama says all of Jerusalem is public territory, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the holy places? Explains the Gemara, Tana Kama savar, the first Tana is of the opinion, lo nitchalka Yerushalayim nishvatim. Jerusalem was not divided among the tribes, but rather all of Jerusalem is owned by all of Israel. So how do you ever buy an apartment in Jerusalem? Good question, we'll get to that. Rabbi Yehuda savar nitchalka Yerushalayim nishvatim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Jerusalem was divided among the tribes. There was private ownership in Jerusalem. Uveplugta dehanitenai, and their argument is really the same argument as the following machlokas tanaim. Ditanya, we have the following braisa, and this is where we're going to have to pick up next week the machlokas of whether Jerusalem was divided. We're out of time.
Right.
We're out of time.
Just a quick question here. After the split of the kingdoms, does that mean that people from the northern kingdoms retained territory in the city of Yerushalayim?
Yes.
And nobody would just like kill. Weren't they killing each other and stuff back then? I mean, how did they?